the rest of the story. We are living in the age of the neutron bomb. The idea of conventional atomic warfare is almost passé. Yet might you recall how long mankind has had a death ray? Try 2,212 years. You see, there's a word in the dictionary, there's an adjective spelled with a capital A, Archimedean. Such was the far-reaching impact of a certain Greek mathematician, engineer, and physicist, a man who more than 2,000 years dead, that his name is still a part of our right now vocabulary, linked to dozens of devices, principles which benefit mankind every day. Only once did Archimedes turn his limitless genius to terror, when he invented a death ray. The year of Archimedes' birth is uncertain, though historians have agreed to agree on 287 B.C. Anyway, he was the son of an astronomer, educated in Alexandria. After traveling extensively, he returned to his native city, Syracuse, and it was there that Archimedes began his unparalleled career in theoretical and technological magic. His most outstanding accomplishments were in the field of geometry. 10 weighty treatises survive him, the second of which demonstrates for the first time that the circumference of a circle is less than 3 1/7 and greater than 3 10/71 times its diameter. And you know that ratio by the Greek letter which represents it to this day, pi, P-I. It was Archimedes who explained the principle of hydrostatics, buoyancy, and who cried Eureka upon its discovery. It was Archimedes who said, "Give me a place to stand and I'll move the planet Earth." He said that in reference to another important discovery, the lever. Archimedes invented the pulley and the winch. He constructed the first planetarium, which faithfully represented the motions of known heavenly bodies. He also contrived a large corkscrew-shaped device, which is in use in Egypt even now for the purpose of irrigating fields. In fact, Archimedes might have forever restricted his imagination to the instruments of common good, had it not been for his friendship with King Hieron II of Syracuse. In 214 B.C., the powerful Romans were threatening invasion. For the ultimate machinery of defense, Hieron turned to Archimedes. For the king, Archimedes invented mammoth catapults by which Roman troops could be bombarded at great distances. Archimedes also invented a death ray. A death ray. The related apparatus was called the burning glass, a system of convex glass mirrors reflecting and focusing and concentrating the rays of the sun so effectively as to burn and sink Roman warships. For 3 years, Archimedes held off the mighty Roman fleet with his burning glass, his death ray. Roman ships could not even get close enough to use their feeble weapons before their crews were cooked and their rigging was in flames. It was not until recent years that the full significance of Archimedes' burning glass was realized. History remembers the last 3 years of Archimedes' life as the only period during which his genius served the purpose of violence. Now we know that the inventor's superweapon, his death ray, established Archimedes as the father of today's most powerful, peaceful power, solar energy. Now you know the rest of the story.